me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Sivan Rachav Meir shared this story about Yael with me. Yael came back home from school alone again. The rest of the girls that lived in her neighborhood were in a group walking together, and she was behind them, just she and her backpack. She was kind of embarrassed. In class and after school was over, she almost never spoke to anybody. All of the kids in her class thought that she was just a very quiet kid. But she knew inside of herself that that wasn't true. She had so much to share. She'd be so happy to talk and connect and chat. She just felt too embarrassed. One day after school, Yael and her mom went on some errands together. And Yael saw in the display window of one of the stores that they passed earrings that looked very special to her. They were sparkly, and they were actually glow-in-the-dark earrings. Yael stared and stared at them and just became so excited about the possibility of owning and being able to wear those earrings. She was thinking, if I could own and wear these earrings, I think all the girls in my class would want to be friends with me. Now, she knew that her mother would tell her that they were too expensive and that she had plenty of earrings at home. So she made a suggestion to her mom. Ima, I want to use the money that I've saved up from my birthday and from Hanukkah to buy these earrings with my own money. And Yael's mom agreed. Oh, Yael was so excited. Her mother laid out the money. Yael said she'd pay her back when they got home. She was almost dancing in the air with joy, almost flying in the air. She was so excited about these earrings. And the next morning, Yael left the house to school with a big smile, a confident smile on her face. Soon after she walked out her front door, she saw two girls in her class walking together toward the bus. Good morning, Ayelet. Good morning, Shira said. Come join us. The three walked together, got on the bus, and chatted all the way until they arrived in school. That day in class, when the teacher calls on Yael to answer a question, Yael not only answered correctly, but she answered with confidence. And during recess, she didn't only play with girls from her class, she also played with the girls that were in the other class. And on the way home from school, Hadass, one of the girls in her class, asked if she wanted to get together to play in the afternoon. And Yael said, I would love to. Let me just go home first and ask my mom. Wow, Yael walked into her house. She was flying high with happiness. And her family knew what happened. Her older brother, Hillel, said, hello, what is going on? Is everything okay? Did you win the lottery, Yael? What's going on? I never saw you so happy in my life. Yael pointed to her ears. It's the new earrings. It's all because of them. Hillel looked at her ears and said, really? That's so interesting. Yael, those earrings remind me of the earrings that you used to always wear every day. They actually look exactly the same. Yael had no idea what Hillel was talking about. They didn't look anything like her old earrings. She ran to the mirror and was very surprised. She had forgotten to put the new pair of earrings on that morning. She bought them yesterday. They were sitting in a box on her dresser. She had gone to school with her old earrings. Wow. In this week's Parsha, when the Meraglim, the spies, come back from checking out Eretz Yisrael, One of the things they say is, there were such giant people in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Canaan, and we felt like grasshoppers in our own eyes and also in their eyes. When the Meraglim said that they were like grasshoppers in their own eyes, that tells us the most important part of the story. If they looked at themselves as teeny grasshoppers, then of course they're going to look at everything around them in a way that seems overwhelming. We'll never be able to conquer the land. They saw us as grasshoppers too. The way we view ourselves, the way we feel inside of ourselves, is so much of how we are able to succeed in life. Why did Yael feel so confident and so accepted in school that day? Inside, she was feeling confident. It's not about the earrings. It's about the way Yael perceived herself. Of course the Jewish people could have conquered Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is with us. Hashem had helped us before, and Hashem would help them again. But the Meraglim were not seeing their own strength inside of themselves. My bracha to each of us, a takeaway from this week's Parsha and from Yael's story with her earrings, is that we face life circumstances, the people we interact with, the things that happen throughout our day, with the confidence and a knowledge that with Hashem's help, we can do it. And may our efforts to live our lives in this way serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!